Sometimes we think those words are a bit harsh that we hear in some of our Old Testament books of law. But it says, when you hit rock bottom, most of us have hit rock bottom sometime in our life, and those who haven't yet, someday you will. Oh, when it happens, the real issue is not how you got there. The most important issue is what you do next. What do you do next? And that's the theme of today's text from Deuteronomy. First, when you hit rock bottom, realize that there are usually two ways to go. Verse 1 says, guess which way the people of God went? I'm asking you today. God's word reads, then we turned back and set out towards the desert along the route of the Red Sea. It's one of the saddest statements in the Bible. The people of God who had been on the doorstep of the Promised Land, literally within view of it, turned their backs on it, retreated to the desert, and wandered around aimlessly for 38 years. So you've hit rock bottom. Oh, you could be living through what you're convinced now is the end of your life. Sometimes we're a little bit more dramatic. It is tough. Sometimes it's a bad day. Maybe it's a separation. Maybe it's a divorce. It may be that you're living in the aftermath of a death of someone that you have loved and cherished so much your whole life. Maybe it's cancer, or some other devastating illness that's come your way. Perhaps it's the rebellion of a child. Have you lost your job? It is a broken friendship, a betrayal. It might be an act of dishonesty or disloyalty that's about to catch up with you. Oh, maybe it's an extramarital affair. Oh my goodness. Have you disappointed someone, inflicted more pain on another than you ever dreamed possible? Here's the number one issue that you face, not who's responsible or even how you got there. The only important issue that you face is which way will you go? When you hit the bottom, which way are you going to go? Are you going to stay there? Will you live the rest of your life there? Will you wander in the desert? Will you be in that holding pattern? Will you nurse your wounds? Will you think only of what might have been for the rest of your life? What will you do with what your life has given you now? You've got a decision to make. It's yours. You must decide. No one else can do it for you. You're the only one. You are the only one responsible for deciding for yourself. The second lesson today is that we get from today's text is when you hit rock bottom, remember that God, who has always loved you, guess what? He still loves you. Verse 7 tells us that He still loves us. Oh, it's incredible. It's the most incredible thing in the world, but is it also the truth underlined by this text? The people who had insulted God by not trusting Him, the people who had refused to allow God in around them to follow God, they refused to follow Him because they wanted everything handed to them on a silver platter. Those same very people just like you and me, people that we see every day, people that we work with, we're around, wanted for absolutely nothing in their lives. They had it all. They wanted for nothing. The Lord gave them their food. He gave them their clothing and protection. He took care of them. He provided manna for them every day. It fell from the skies. He provided their clothing. He allowed their clothing not to wear out for 40 years. And He took care of them. He protected them in the clouds each and every day. He knew their path in that trackless desert because their footprints would go away. And for nearly 40 years, He took care of them. You see, it's just another reminder of what the gospel of Jesus Christ is all about. He does not treat us as our sin deserves or repay us according to our iniquities. Oh, no, He does not. Psalm 103:10 tells us that does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our own iniquities. Because if He did, none of us would be around. In other words, and we need to all learn this lesson now, there is nothing that you can do to make God love you more or less. Your sin may separate you from Him for a season, and you may even lose track of where God is in your life. But know this, God always knows where you are, and His eye is never off of you, even when you're trekking along through the desert of your own life. Even when you're busy about everything, God's still there. The final lesson today is this. When you hit rock bottom, recognize when it's time to start moving again. Recognize when it's time to begin to move. Discipline, guilt, grief, spiritual immobility, and paralysis are not meant to last forever. We're not supposed to stay there and wallow. Too many people, when they fail, when they get upset, when they get hurt, they erect a monument to their failure and spend the rest of their lives bowing down to it, much to their defeat. They spend their time right there. They don't move forward. Not enough people view failure, setback, and rock bottom experiences as a moment, a fleeting period of time. It's an opportunity for God to teach transforming truths to you and me. You see, it was necessary for God's people to suffer. They needed to suffer that defeat so that they could learn that obedience is the way to live a good and happy life. But it was also necessary so that their children and the rest of their spiritual descendants, like us, would learn not to minimize the seriousness of sin and its costly consequences. Sure, this generation of God's people never got to the promised land. They died at the door. But their children and their children's children eventually got there. They refused to be shackled to the mistakes made in an earlier time by their parents and grandparents. You see, for us this day, sometimes I can't help but wonder if you and I will ever learn. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You this day for Your Word. We thank You, Lord, that You're always there for us, even in the midst of our darkest days. Even, Lord, when we think that we have hit rock bottom, and at that moment it is rock bottom for many. We ask, Lord, that You just remind us of Your goodness. That You remind us, Lord, that we don't need to stay there and dwell. We don't need to stay there and wallow in our self-pity. That we need to pick ourselves up. And we need to move forward. We need to figure out what we're going to do. Are we going to move closer to You, or are we going to move further away? What are we going to do, Lord? Have we made a decision in our lives to go forward? Yes, Lord, life hurts each and every day. It's around us. We are faced with things that slap us in the face. We are faced with things of uncertainty. We are faced with things that we do to ourselves. And sometimes we are faced with things, as we talked about last week, that just happen. It's no fault of anyone. It's part of life. It's part of reality. And it's how we deal with it, how we make our way through. So, Lord, this day, remind us what we're going to do when we hit rock bottom. Where are we going? And who are we turning to? Amen. Our response this morning is hymn number 707, the Hymn of Promise. And know that our altar is always open. Stand as we sing hymn number 707.